A hand would move and a corridor would shorten. A knee would shift and a door would seal. A garment would be adjusted and a possibility would evaporate. He woke each time knowing that something irretrievable had occurred. Back at the screen, he discovered a new class of scenes. These scenes were marked by stillness. The performers held positions for extended durations. The camera respected this. It did not intrude. It did not cut. It waited.
Wait.
These scenes were the most powerful. They generated pressure without release. They made the viewer complicit in maintaining the configuration. Any cut would have felt like a violation. He layered these scenes together, aligning stillness with stillness. The result was not motionless. It vibrated subtly, like a held breath. When he watched this compose it, the apartment behind him lost depth. The distance between objects collapsed. The room became flatter, more screen-like. He could reach the wall faster than he expected. He did not test this repeatedly. He noticed that his reflection in the darkened screen no longer aligned with his movements. There was a slight delay, not enough to be disorienting, enough to be instructive. The films now occupied more of his attention than the world outside. This was not addiction, it was alignment. The films obeyed rules that the world was increasingly adopting. He realized this when he tried to recall a memory unrelated to the films. The memory did not resolve, it lacked clothing. Not literally, structurally, the memory did not contain the kinds of constraints now felt necessary. It floated unbounded, and therefore unusable. He let it go. He returned to the screen. Sumer appeared again, but not as an individual. As a node, her presence organized the scene without exhausting it. Her body was less important than the way the camera oriented itself around her. The way rooms recalibrated, the way other figures became secondary or vanished entirely. He removed all traces of completion from a final sequence. What remained was an endless approach. He let it loop overnight. In the morning, he found that the concept of morning had thinned. Light entered the room, but it did not initiate anything. It simply revealed the continuation of a state that had not ended. He dressed in the same constrained shirt as before, other shirts no longer registered. When he stepped outside, the street accepted him without question. The park path admitted no deviation. The red kites circled lower, their wings cutting tight as arcs. Somewhere, levers remained available, but fewer than before, and each pull, whether by him or by whatever watched through the screen, narrowed the world further until only those configurations that could withstand infinite delay remained. The screen waited.